Log Talk Radio.
Oh my god. I just snorted on air.
Every week.
You made me snort.
I didn't make you do anything. You just did it. I didn't make you do it.
No, you made me snort, man. Anyway, all right. Hi, welcome. You did.
You gosh.
Oh. Anyway,
I put a gun to your head and said snort. Now.
Don't make me put you on mute. I'll do it.
Ooh. That's photo.
That's right. Okay. Did you hear that?
Will you go ahead and intro the show? Can we get an intro at least before y'all?
Okay, my bad. They're like, what am I listening to? Hi, y'all. Oh, Joe, man, you made me say y'all. Hi, guys. welcome to another edition of Gamer Girls Radio. Today is March 25th. It is about that time, you know, where we go a little crazy. No, I'm not on the juice today. I'm on Monster Drink. So, if I talk really fast, just tell me to slow down. Anyway, topic of the day is Attack of the Clone Games, and we will talk about that more later. Our call-in number, if you want to chat with us, is, get your pen and paper handy, y'all, 347-215-7977. And actually, before I introduce us, well, I'll go ahead and introduce me. I'm Snow White, and I checked my email today. And I don't know if you guys remember this, if you listen to our show regularly, but back near Valentine's Day, I told people that they could send me a card for my email, and I'd be happy because I think it's sweet, right? Well, none of you did, pricks, but today, but today I checked my email, and there was an e-card from somebody, and I got to admit, at first I was like, I don't know if I want to click on that. It might be mean, you know?
I like them when they're mean, but go ahead.
I know. I thought maybe it'd be mean and then, like, be hurting my feelings or something. But it was actually a really nice card. I don't know who this guy is. Roy, thank you for the card. It was very sweet, and it did make me giggle. So thank you. I appreciate it. And I sent you one, too. I don't know if you got it yet. I haven't checked my email. But anyway, back to what
mails.
We're talking about.
Fan mails are even more fun than token mails. So.
I agree completely.
Hint to our token mails.
Who's quiet and not even bantering with us? You failed today.
No, you're accusing me of making you snort, so why would I want to talk to people that accuse me of things that I didn't do?
Oh.
You did. You said boobies before the music, and I snorted, because it was funny. Anyway, all right, I'm Snow White.
I didn't make you snort,
my
though.
Lovely...
He just wants to fight. He didn't want to intro.
He does. I'm trying to do the intro and be all professional here, and he keeps interrupting me. Boss lady, what are you going to do about that?
I'm going to eat these almonds that I have sitting beside me is what I'm going to do.
Anyway, my boss lady, who is hosting the program with me, is Corey, a.k.a. Game and Matrix.
Wait a minute. Hmm? Oh, never mind. Let me go ahead and let you introduce our token male.
Okay, our token male, who is currently in the corner because he made me snort laughing before the show even started. Thank you. It was on air, right in the intro, big snort from me. Anyway, our token male, Master Blaster. Hi, Blaster. How are you?
Hi, good. Apparently I'm causing lots of problems tonight, but I'm here.
Okay, now that he's done that, let me go ahead and do this. I want to send some love out to @AmberMac, who on Twitter just alerted us that her Mac AirBook died. Girl, I am sorry. I know your pain. There's nothing like losing your gadgets. I'm so sorry. We love you. Kisses. Many prayers for you. We'll accept donations on her behalf. Please, no less than $1,000. A portion of the proceeds will go towards the airport. You're not saying...
I knew.
That's why I paused before, but I didn't pause long enough. I knew it was coming. I knew it was coming. I did.
Oh, that was fun.
Okay,
I like that.
Also, let me clear up some things. Some people were worried about us last week. We did have an emergency. We are all okay. We're alive. Thank you so much. It was a very harrowing week last week. And I'm even well this week, if you notice. I have no cough.
And I'm not on the juice.
See, sometimes bad things have to happen to you before the good things can happen. Always remember that. And remember that zombies don't like fast food. So,
if you're touching all the zombie clowns, so feel free to just blow their heads off. What?
Tank burgers from Left 4 Dead. What are you talking about?
Yeah. Okay.
See, I don't know because I don't play that game because I can't do the zombies jumping out at me. I squeal and I jump and no, I just can't.
Okay. It's time for some news because my people are, yeah. Y'all are my people.
We're a little feisty today. I don't know what's going on. I think it's because Blaster made me snort, but I'm not sure.
I didn't make you do anything.
Okay, give it up. Okay, so news, of course, we all know. PAX East is starting now. So either you're there or you're not. We are not there because I'm very antisocial. I love coming out to see all y'all sometimes, and sometimes I just don't feel like talking, so I stay home rather than, you know, look at you crazy, which is pretty much what I do. Don't
yes,
I?
It does.
So, yeah. I shouldn't say I'm antisocial. I'm not antisocial. I just don't like talking to people. No. I'm sorry.
You know, I'm gonna have to call bullshit on that.
I like talking to certain people.
No, I'm gonna have to call bullshit on that because you call me and you will talk for hours. I don't even have to say anything.
That's because I like
you. I don't even have to respond. And you will talk for hours. All I have to do is go, Right. Really?
That's because...
Girl, hold my earrings.
That's because
that's
I like you. That's because I like you. Not to say I don't like other people. It's just, you know, I have my talkative days and I have my non-talkative times. It's just they're unpredictable. So when I'm not talking, people think I'm being mean. Actually, I'm just watching you to see what you're going to do. But
you should be counting your blessings when you're not talking, actually.
Suck a fat one. So... Anyway, hopefully you're getting to go out to PAX East. If not, PAX West is later in the year. And Gabe and Tycho, can we get a PAX South and a PAX North since you're making your way around the directions? I believe South should be next down here on the coast.
I agree.
I'm just saying. You gonna give them East and the West Coast people. We need some, too.
We need some down where I am because I can't be going all the way up there.
Well, you know, you can kind of slide over this way if we put it down in Texas. And I would like to point out, we have beautiful weather, and it's mostly warm here all year round. So
Mostly warm?
Mostly.
How about hot as balls?
Well, no,
hot
as balls this winter here was particularly harsh. I don't know, you know, that whole El Nino, whatever the hell it was. I don't know. So,
girl, El Nino was like years ago.
I don't know what's wrong. Look, it was snowing here several times in Houston, and it does not snow here. So I'm just saying. But mostly we have lovely weather here. There's plenty of things to do. You know, there's beaches. You know,
plenty of things to do in a lot of places. That doesn't mean you guys should automatically get a PAX. Come on.
Of course it means we should get a PAX. I'm also here.
No.
What?
No.
Anyway, let me move on to some other news. You know what? I've already told you. Do I need to repeat it? Okay.
I'm like hovering over the mute button just to let you know, okay?
Don't mute him. I like when he's sassy. So, last week we were going to talk about this, and but of course we were all having issues. Last week the Women in Games conference was canceled, and some of you are going to say the Women in Hootie Wootie. Yeah, I don't know what's. What is it? Well, that's part of our beef. Basically, the Women in Games conference was supposed to take place in the UK. They had all these speakers. We got asked to come and speak or offer to write a white paper, or which I still don't know what that is. I was just going to write something militant. That's what I do. But I heard that. But basically, it got canceled, and Twitter was all abuzz from all of us women gamers, Roulette, and Trina over at Gaming Angels, and you all should know who Roulette is if you don't. Fragdolls, the red-haired one, if you're not sure which one she is. I don't know how you miss her. Everybody loves Roulette. But anyway, it was everybody was kind of upset that it got canceled. They were upset at what was being said on a certain other website I'm not going to name, mainly because sometimes I'm friends with
them. No. Bring them out.
No, because sometimes I'm friends
Bring
with them.
Bring them all out.
I'm not.
Okay.
I'm not. And we don't want to give them any attention. This is kind of where I'm headed with this. The Women in Games people, and I hope you guys are listening, and I'm going to make sure you listen because I'm going to send this to you tomorrow. Did not... Yeah, you know I'm militant. I actually wrote an article up. Does anybody, my people, nice enough to have that link? No.
Oh. I had it up.
Yeah.
Why would we have the link?
Because that's what y'all are supposed to do.
One second, 2 seconds, 3 seconds.
And Trent, yes, the Frag Dolls do have names. And they're very...
You know what? You know, Trent, no, I'm not even going to discuss that with you.
They're very sweet girls, and probably if you met them, you wouldn't say things like that. Okay.
There you go.
Anyway, if you can, yeah, and you people who are listening after the fact, you can find that on GameMatrix.com, and it says Game Over for Women's Conferences. Basically, a lot of us femme gaming media sites didn't even hear about the women's conference until much later. Now, I'm not going to say I didn't hear about it. Once I checked my mail, I think I maybe had 7 mentions, but it started last year, I think, at the end of last year. But there wasn't a push like there is for PAX. I mean, my mailbox is packed with things for PAX, not just from PAX itself, but, you know, exhibitors and everything else. I think towards the end here, the last 2 months, is when one of the media people from the Women in Games conference then said to me, "Hey, can you put this up for us?" And I thought to myself, why weren't you coming over to say something to us months ago? Why is it, and this is actually an article, and I'm going to say it now because I know some of you don't visit the site, you're strictly podcast, you're usually one or the other. But I said, for the very fact of the matter is a lot of the women's conferences, even the women's GDC conference, they go to GameSpot, they go to IGN, and to me that is the equivalent of a person of color going to the KKK saying, "Can you help me with my civil rights?"
Mm-hmm.
Not to say that GameSpot hates women or anything like that. That's not what I'm alluding to. I'm alluding to the fact that their demographic is males 18 to 34. This is in every press release I've ever gotten from IGN themselves. Not, you know, I'm not imagining this. I'm not making it up. So why would you go to people who clearly don't really care about your demographic and ask them to help you get the word out about an event that is supposed to be for people who are not in their demographic? What do you two think about that? That we got told so late because that was what the whole buzz was on.
I'm not all about comparing IGN to the KKK, but
you know I'm an extremist.
But Corey just dropped it down there. But yeah, I can see. I mean, if you're gonna hold a conference for girls and for women and for girls gamers and all that kind of stuff, you need to kind of contact the. I mean, the community. Get a hold of the leaders in the community and actually get them to try to promote this thing. And that's just bad promotion. That's just a really terrible media relations they've got there, apparently.
Nothing.
Okay.
Trent,
okay.
I'm an extremist, so I'm going to take it there. I have to take it there. I'm sorry. Continue. Go ahead. No.
Thank you. I want to jump in here and just say I am, like, thoroughly disgusted by this, because if you are going to run anything and try to get any type of event going, how are you going to get all of these people to come, get all of these people to actually want to be there if you don't freaking tell them? And it can't be just a little blurb in an email where the rest of the email is about a whole other different topic. You have to push it. You have to advertise it, even if it's just on Twitter, even if it's just an email, whatever. You don't have to pay money for that crap. Send out letters. Women talk, okay? You send out emails, mass emails to people, they're going to tell their friends. We talk. We talk about things. That's the least you can do. And you're trying to do this movement as a show of power among women, and yet you can't even get off your ass and do proper advertising for it? No, that ain't cool. That is not a good representation of women in the games.
This is what also fueled this mean to write this, and a lot of the women are we're getting ready to do something. We just don't know what it is yet. Don't Kill Scoop from Twitter sent me a note saying that they didn't even know there was any type of women's gaming things. They didn't have a clue.
That's because of lack of advertising. Come on.
It's not the lack of advertising. It's where they're doing it. I have been, you know, surfing around IGN or GameStop, and I'll – not GameStop, but GameSpot. Let me make sure I say that correctly. Sorry, my GameStop people. But I've been surfing, and I'll see Women's Game Development Conference. I don't know if I saw this particular event, but I'm pretty sure that's what they did because everybody wants to go to the big boys thinking this is how we'll get the word out. The thing is, these big boys are just simply not your demographic. They don't care. Mm-hmm. They don't have a women's section, and women generally we're social creatures. We'll visit, you know, the GameSpot and IGN, but we don't really say anything. If you go through the forums, you very seldom see a woman post anything. It's kind of like shooting yourself in the foot.
Posting thing. I actually know a few women gamers who post under male names.
Yeah,
and I know that sounds
harassed.
Bad.
To keep from being harassed.
Exactly.
Obviously.
That's the whole entire reason, because if they posted under a female name, whenever males, I'm not talking about you, Blaster, don't get your panties in a bunch.
Nor you,
but
Trent.
Whenever.
Wow.
Yeah, or you, Trent.
I was just being quiet over here,
me.
But okay. That's fine. No, I'm just being quiet over here, but go ahead. It's fine.
Oh, thank you. So they post under a male name because, like, 9 times out of 10, if a male goes down the forums and they're reading opinions and they see a female name, it's automatically assumed that that chick doesn't know what she's talking about. You know, so they'll post opinions, but they'll post it under a male name just to be able to, you know, have a little more oomph behind their opinion, which totally shouldn't happen. I agree. But it's either that or have your opinion underrated and, you know, degraded and, I don't know. It's just I understand why they post under a male name.
Here's the other problem also, to put it back on the women's conferences. I almost want to say a lot of women game developers are not all, because there's been a few that straddle the fence very well, but a lot of the older ones are kind of snobby. They really They really don't deal with the female gamer websites. They really don't want to talk to you. They really don't want to. And I went to look at this the women's conference site, and all I saw was, matter of fact, I'm going to compare it to PAX to show you the difference. PAX, although PAX is a gamer event, it's not really a conference in the strictest sense of, you know, being a conference. But just as an example, PAX does have some speakers. They will have some developers there, and they'll do speeches about development and, you know, gaming engines and stuff, and then they have their demos and things that they're giving away. This conference had none of that except for a bunch of women developers speaking and writing papers. This is so far removed from what even women gamers like. Obviously, they try to say women are not visual. Now, we are not graphics heavy, but still, if I'm going to a conference as a gamer, not just as media, as a gamer, I also want to go do something that's game-related. I do not want to sit all day and listen to somebody talk about the engine. I may go over there and find it interesting, but not for several days. I'm not going to spend 3 days of sitting through a conference and listening. That's too much like work. Horrible. Maybe, you know, so I'm wondering why they didn't grab some of the, you know, they could have, I know it's a women's conference, grab some of the guy developers. Sometimes the women speak at the other things, too. Grab some of them. You know, I for one, have been saying for years I need to sit in Will Wright's lap. I would have gone to the UK if they told me he was there and I could sit in his lap. Well, I'm just saying. So we had they didn't appeal to the part of the women gamers that's obviously there. We're visual too. I might want to play a demo of something that you're working on, you know, as a woman, and say that is really cool. A woman made this, and they just went completely left. There was no reason for me to want to go, even after I saw it, to even try to scramble and go. I mean, I'm staying away from PAX for other reasons, not because of the demos or games that they'll have. I would go for that, but this had absolutely no draw for me to go, because there was nothing there. So that's the other problem, I think, and that happens at all the women's developer conference types. The last women GDC, women's gamer conference I went to was in 2005, and what ended up happening there, did I know you yet, Blaster?
No.
I don't think I did. This was probably shortly right before I met you. Well, I got into an argument with the Lifetime people from the Lifetime Network. Yeah. Me and the girl from Girls Gaming Guide, I don't know if they're still around even, girlsgamingguide.com. Check them out if they're still around. Excellent site. But I got into an argument with them. They invited people from the Lifetime Network, and they were going on about how they were going to be creating this games cafe, but it was casual games. And I'm just kind of like, I hate the Lifetime Network of all the people to invite.
Right.
A lot of us don't really watch Lifetime, and Lifetime was even saying, well, we're going to have our demographic between 12 and 15. No 12 and 15, 16, 17-year-old girl is watching Lifetime, I promise you. That whole network is about somebody stole my child, somebody raped me, and my husband was beating me. I've made this joke with my girlfriends who aren't gamers. I don't watch Lifetime. I probably, if I'm going to watch a woman's network, it's going to be Oxygen, or it's going to be, what's that? There's another one. We.
I don't know. I don't really watch women's networks at all.
I don't generally. Oxygen actually, and I also put that in the article, Oxygen does the woman thing without it being overtly feminine. It's not tossing your face where it's women, it's woman power. It's just the woman's network. It's stuff that women like to watch. I like watching a movie with Matthew McConaughey taking his shirt off on occasion. I like to see some girls punching each other in the face.
You
don't like him, but I want to see some girls that are mean and bitchy and punching each other in the face and say, I don't like that bitch, and look at what she's wearing, and that's what they do, and they do it well. They got my top model on there. You on Lifetime. You go to the Lifetime Network. But y'all know what I mean. They do the girly thing without it being too girly. All the commercials, of course, are female-oriented, things that women are interested in, whether it's who is it that you like anyway, Snow?
What do you mean?
Just who's the celebrity? Who's your favorite celebrity anyway? The guy that you want to peel his clothes off. But
Yeah,
JoJo said Bad Girls Club, and that's what I'm talking about. She knows what that is. Oxygen is a woman network, women's network, without throwing it in your face constantly. All the little commercials have sparkly things in it, and I don't find it offensive, I put it that way, as a woman. I don't look at it and go, oh, God, yeah. Are you kidding me?
If you sit down and watch Bad Girls Club, that's like the most trashy TV on the face of the earth.
It is, and they annoy the hell out of me, but on occasion when I'm passing by the TV and I'm angry at somebody, I take it out on them. I start yelling at the TV, hit her! Hit her! It's in her mouth! Oh, I'm sorry, but you know, you have those days.
It's your mouth, so, bitch!
I don't have those days.
Buster, what did you just say?
It's your mouth, bitch!
There you go.
Oh, my God. No, I don't ever have those days.
Yes, you do. Don't lie.
Not when I watch stuff like that. I mean, it's just every single show like that is exactly the same. Every single reality TV show is exactly the same,
which brings us into
our topic.
But let me before you say that, this one is not the same because they're just angry from the get-go. It doesn't escalate to that. It starts off that way. They just start off
angry.
Oh, my
God.
Yes.
Trent. Do you ever take your earrings off of the TV?
Yes, I do, Trent.
Hold my earrings,
day.
Girl.
That's exactly what I mean. Let me hold my earrings while I find the remote so I can see this again. So, in any case, the women's conferences need more games, more platform games, more clones. And take
clones
it away, Snow.
Okay, that just sounded like it was appropriate at that moment.
Why didn't we have
our topic
of
the show?
Sorry.
What?
I was saying, why didn't we have Clone Wars music for this? I don't know why we didn't do that.
Because you didn't upload it.
I've been eating
suddenly it's always my responsibility to upload all the music for the show. See how it is.
Yeah, aren't you like the music master blaster? Get it? I mean, never mind. All right, our topic of the
show. Oh, that's bad.
I thought it was funny. Our topic of the show tonight is Attack of the Clone Games. Oh, Lord, you all right?
Almond went down the wrong way. Go ahead.
I think I got a bit of almond in my ear. Our topic of the show tonight is Attack of the Clone Games. We will get into that in a moment. Our call-in number, if you want to call in and talk with us, is 347-215-7977. Mm-hmm.
Oh, I didn't know she was done.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so... Let me go ahead and intro this real quick. That's me punching my hand. See, Bad Girls Club just brings that out of me. Thank you, JoJo. You reminded me. I'm just like, oh, I gotta punch somebody. Okay. Anyway, violence among women. Love it. So, speaking of violence among women, we actually came up with this topic a few weeks ago. We were talking about games that are somehow kind of all run together. You know, you ever sit down and play a game and you're like, this is just like this game and this one's just like this one.
Yes.
That annoys me. So I tend to stop playing those games. We were talking about Devil May Cry, Bayonetta. Why? That's not what I was going to say. So how do you guys feel about that? Do you tend to like playing the game that has the same features as before? Does it make you feel comfy, familiar, kind of like coming home, or are you like, damn, not this again?
I mean, not necessarily. I mean, I don't really... I'll tell you what, I have Darksiders, which is a rip-off of God of War, which is a rip-off of Zelda, or whatever, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I enjoy it. I think Darksiders is actually a really fun game. And, you know, it's such a rip-off even that they use the same icons on the minimap that Zelda games use, the exact same icons. So, I mean, they're blatantly ripping off several different franchises. And it's still a fun game. I mean, it doesn't bother me too much, but at the same time, I mean, it is kind of like, can we come up with something a little different? Maybe, I don't know, well, that's just my thought on that. But
well, see, I think we have a lot of gamers that don't even notice. When Shadowrun came out, I needed to do that when I said that. When Shadowrun came out, everybody was, oh my God, Shadowrun is awesome. It's the best game ever. And then when I got on to play in the closed beta, I said, this is Halo with different characters in the lead. Is that a plasma grenade? That is a plasma grenade. Yeah, this is Halo. And some people still love Shadowrun. They keep going about how awesome it is. Oh, I love playing Shadowrun. And these are Halo players, by the way. These are not people that have never played it. They don't notice that it's pretty much the same game. How does that happen? How does that happen that you're playing a game and you don't notice it's the same game? And Snow, you've played EverQuest and you've played WoW. You don't notice that it's the same game, kind of scaled down, watered down version? It didn't bother you?
Are you ready for me?
Oh yeah,
I'm holding
go.
Back.
Go, baby, go.
Okay. Tim, pardon me. Yes, I have noticed that it's exactly the same game. And I love it when people are like, oh my God, EverQuest 2 totally ripped off WoW. That's bullcrap, okay? EverQuest was there before WoW. EverQuest 2 was taken away from EverQuest. Yes, they've been sharing features between games, but that's what happens. If something works, everybody wants to do it. So yes, it is like playing the same exact game over and over and over again, just WoW has cartoony graphics. And it does get annoying. I would love to play a game that actually was different, that actually had some sort of feature that was like, holy crap, this is completely new and different. And there have been games that tried that, like Tabula Rasa tried that, but that didn't last very long. What was the one where, was it Auto Assault? I think that was another one that was kind of different, but it didn't last.
Well, Auto Assault,
you know that one?
People sick is the problem.
Well, I liked it. I love running into crap. But anyway, and there's Eve, which
too.
Is also different. You know, but I mean, it's like, yeah, but it's kind of like the games that are completely different don't really make it as well. You have to have some of the features that are in every other game that makes it successful in order for your game to be successful. But if you do that, you get told you're ripping off other games. So it's kind of like the lesser of two evils kind of thing. When there was another one, oh, what was it? Horizons. That was another game that had a lot of different features to it, but it just didn't go over well.
Well, no, they went over their money.
I know that was their fault. But what I'm saying is, you know, you have to have a few things that appeal to the masses. But why not try to throw something different in there every now and then to just spice it up a little bit? I'm tired of playing the same MMO over and over and over. Oh my God! Like Dungeons and Dragons, it's a little different, but not a lot of people like it because it's different. It doesn't feel comfortable to them. It doesn't feel like, oh, I know this game. You know, it's just like something you have to learn again.
Right. Well, Hellgate London was like...
I'm frustrated with those.
Go, say again?
Right. Well, Hellgate London was a very unique MMO, and it didn't last very long either. So.
I'm sorry, y'all. I got to eat my almonds. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I was just saying Hellgate London. You know, it's a game that was very, very original, and yet didn't last very long at all. So Hellgate London, to me, would be an example of a game that, you know, tried to step out of what everybody else was expecting an MMO to be like and failed miserably at it. So,
Well, that's because you have all these people that are expecting things from MMOs. They're expecting things from these games. And if you don't offer those things as well as something new, then your game's considered not fun. If you don't have those things that they like, then the people aren't going to want to play it. You're like, oh, my God, this is new and different. And inherently, people, humans, are afraid of anything different. We're like, oh, my God, change. Can't do it.
I'm going to play the other side of the fence. Not always true. That's how we ended up with Halo. That's how we ended up with GTA. Because if you remember, GTA was not what it is now in any form. It was top-down view. It was... no avatars, no person you could get up in their face. You certainly couldn't, do what you wanted.
Good? What features of that game made it good? Violence is what made that good.
Violence is pretty much in all of our games. If you
Not to that extent,
but according to sociologists, any act of violence is violence. So even when Mario is punching the blocks, it's considered violence.
Oh, I agree, but it's not to that extent. What they did for those games is they hit on something that people could relate to. Acts of aggression, acts of getting out your stress, jacking people's cars, shooting people, seeing things blow up, using plasma grenades, all this stuff.
But that's at a very basic level. We're saying just new things, new features or a new game altogether, you really can't pinpoint what's going to do well and what's not. And I know it's the violence, but they all have the violence in common. It's really hard to pinpoint. They're really going to love this game or they're really going to hate it.
I agree. And that's why most games prefer to put in those features that everybody knows and everyone's familiar with, because you have a better chance of succeeding that way, which is why it feels like you play the same game over and over and over again.
True, because I was about to say, well, Black and White did something different. Technically, they did not. They took a simulator and they gave you a choice, which was already had been done, SimCity before it. SimCity, the choices were not so obvious. If you did something bad, of course, you were punished. Your city burned up or whatever. But Black and White was like, go ahead, burn it up. It's yours. Do what you want to do with it. But in a weird way, it still was kind of innovation. Nobody had done it before. And then when they came along and made... Fable, same concept,
mm-hmm.
Be good or be bad. But now that brings me to my next thing is, Fable 3 is going to go completely left on us. I'm looking forward to the left personally, but we're not going to have a HUD display with it anymore. You know how you have your HUD that shows you how much health bar you have and how much money? All of that's going to be gone. You're just going to have a screen and you're going to go.
Nice.
See, you're saying
that's a little more immersive to me. I kind of like that.
See, there's some people that are bitching already. How am I going to know when I'm dying? Well, I don't want the screen to gray out when I'm dying. I want to be able to see how much magic I have. But part of what Peter Molyneux said was when people were playing Fable 2, and he was asking them how they got the experience points, the red, the blue, the green, and the yellow. Nobody knew how. I don't know how either. I just kill them and, hope I get what I need to get. I just beat the hell out of them.
I know how. If you use a particular attack on somebody, you get that experience. If you use your magic attack, you get the magic experience. You use your range attack, you get the range experience. You use your melee attack, you get your melee experience. And then the general experience always comes up.
Well, see, you are one of the very few gamers that knows that, because when I went around looking on various boards, several people didn't know, and he said he'd ask, and nobody knew.
Nobody. I figured it out.
I don't know. I'm just killing. That's how immersed I am when I'm playing. So
I don't know. I guess it's just to me, it was common sense. If you want to get this kind of experience, how do you get experience? You use the skill.
That gives you
the experience.
It makes perfect sense now that you said it to me, but before I was like, how do I get this? Well, never mind. I'm just going to kill him. He's going to die however I feel like killing him. I use all three. I shot him, and then I stabbed him, and then I blew him up. That's how I roll.
Oh.
Did somebody just snort? Did he just snort at us?
No, I didn't snort at you.
I think he did.
That's what Snow does. Snow likes to snort at people.
He's not making you
snort either. Snow likes to snort at people. I don't.
That's when she's really tickled. She snorts. But another feature that he says is going to be in Fable 3 is the touch feature. I'm not exactly sure how that works.
Touch feature.
From what I saw described was your the okay. let's just say, assume that all of you haven't read this, and I don't know if you have or not, but Fable 3 is supposed to pick up, the main character is supposed to be the son or daughter of your character, one of your character's children, I believe, so it's like your grandchild or something. I could be off a generation, but basically...
What if you played a... Never mind. Go ahead.
If you played a lesbian, I think it still works that way. You still had offspring.
I don't know how, but we managed.
So,
Turkey baster, and, you know, never mind. All right, just keep going.
Okay, so anyway, one of the scenes is you get to pick up your child, or you would reach down and touch them, or you know, be able to pick them up and toss them in the air, because you really can't interact with your children, or any character for that matter, in Fable 2, other than, you know, accidentally slicing them, which happens to me all the time.
You can do the emotions or whatever with them, but there was really no real interaction. There was really no touching.
Yeah, so but that's been added. And so people are still not liking it. Oh, it looks stupid. But I got to say, I love Lionhead for some of the innovations that they have put in. This is, I think, going to be a really big innovation for RPGs that have been the same since they've been made. It is always you have a health bar, you have a magic bar, you got your map somewhere on the screen, you got your money, and they send you off to go and, so, you know... It's pretty much the same standard fare. Oblivion, Legend of Zelda, Bully, GTA. Although some people don't think GTA and Bully fall in that aspect, they're still RPGs. You got missions to do, or quests, or whatever you want to call them, tasks. You do them, they give you money, you have to beat up and kill, run over people with bikes, skateboards, pop them in rubber bands, blow them up. Shoot arrows through their eye. Whatever it is you're supposed to do, you do it, and you come back, they give you money. So his idea was to make it more immersive by taking all those things away, and you have to completely depend on, you know, your visual cues, your touch. I, for one, am very excited. And then I get to be queen, and I get to gather followers. I love that. I love people to bow down and kiss my feet. I do. I don't know about y'all.
That doesn't surprise me from any... Anyway, at all, it does not surprise me.
It shouldn't.
I'm not even going to go there.
You going to gloss right over that? It's not going to help you later.
I'm not saying a thing. We're just going to, you know.
It's not going to help you later. So now, wow. I'm sorry. My phone just went off and it totally threw whatever thought I had in my head out. So, I know how Snow is feeling, but Blaster, do you think that's going to appeal to you, or are you one of those people, you need your bars, you need all your stuff?
You know what, the HUD actually never bothered me in any video games. I don't know what the big deal is to get rid of it and why people want to do that. I've been playing Drake's Fortune a little bit, Uncharted, the first one. And, mm-hmm. You know, that's just got, I know it's an older game, but, you know, I just got around to playing it, actually. And it's only got, you know, one little icon there. It shows you your gun and how many bullets you have, and that's it, really. And so it's very minimal on the HUD. And I don't know. I mean, you know, I kind of miss being able to know how much health my character's got and stuff like that. I kind of miss those
Doesn't
things.
He limp? But... Doesn't he limp and stuff? I'm trying to remember.
No, the world starts turning grayer and grayer until it's like black and white, and then like you're dead after that.
I
totally like that. I think it's innovative. I love that idea. I'm tired of the same health and mana bars all the time. It's all you ever see is health and mana bars. I love to see that. It's more realistic to me. It's more immersive. I just think it would be fun, and the people don't like it because, once again, it's something different. And oh my God, change. We can't change. Got to be the same all the time. Can't learn anything new.
I didn't say I didn't like it. I just said that, I don't know. I said I could take or leave the bars. I don't really care about them now.
Well, it's not that people are wanting to get rid of them. The players are complaining. They want to keep them. Peter Molyneux is saying when he comes out with Fable 3, he wants to do something different that's not been done. But you know what? Technically, it has been done, because you just reminded me Drake's Fortune doesn't really have all that stuff on the screen. And I got to say, it is more immersive, because when I'm playing, I was rather I was more involved in, you know, what was going on with the game rather than watching to see how much health I was. And I didn't die as often either, because you know what I think? When I have all those bars, I'm constantly looking at the bar to see, okay, how far do I, how much more health do I have before I die? You know, do I need to drink my potion now? And I'm trying to time it. But when I'm playing Drake's, I think I died. I don't think I died hardly at all. Then again, some parts of that game.
The game isn't that difficult either.
No, it is not. It's not.
It also makes you react to things realistically. If you get seriously hurt in real life, what are you going to do? You're going to tend your wound.
Yeah,
instead of limping off to go fight the next monster.
Yeah.
Well,
another thing, there's no limping. I wonder if he's going to add that in. I think I would like that if my character would... and there was a game that did that, where you limp when you're hurt. What's the name of that freaking game? I want to say Obsession, but that's not the name of it. Anyway, if you, it's a game based on horror movies. You have your characters from high school. You know how you have your horror movie. You have your jock, your hot chick, your this, and you play as any one of those characters. You can play. Actually, you're supposed to play with all of them as you go because each one of them has a strength, and you need all of them. But if they get killed out of the game, they're gone for good, just like in the horror movie. You know, the hot guy gets killed, he's gone. And when they're hurt, they actually limp. And you're trying to outrun the monsters that are chasing you or the killer. And he'll catch you if you're limping. So you either got to try to fight him off long enough for you to find something to heal yourself, or you die, and that's it for you, or for that character. So, right, Trent. GTA does have limping, but it's not the same, you know, as I almost said the name of that damn game just then. Go ahead. What you were saying?
Oh, no, I was just saying that just going back to Drake's Fortune real quick, you said it was kind of, they were trying to make a more realistic approach. Well, I mean, he gets shot a lot in that game and doesn't die. I don't know about realism. I mean, whenever you play a video game, you have to suspend your disbelief a little bit just to even play the game, to understand that, you know, oh, I pick up this health pack and that's going to make me a lot better. You know, even though I was just shot with a rocket launcher last, you know, map that I was on. I mean, you have to suspend your disbelief. I'm just saying, you have to suspend your disbelief, so why not have health bars? Why not have all this other stuff? I mean, it doesn't really take me away from the game, is all I'm saying.
It does for me, because I'm so concentrated on how much health do I have left. I can fight two more mobs without having to heal if I, you know, if I'm careful, or I can do this if I have that. But if I don't have a health bar there, that I'm more focused on, okay, am I seriously hurt? I don't know, should I take this now? And it's more like a mental thing, more of a kind of like I'm taking care of myself kind of thing. So if I was just in a brutal fight, I'm not going to be able to go and take on this other monster with no problem at all. So it'll make me think more, should I take this now? I don't know, my screen's kind of gray. That means I'm kind of hurt. I'm limping. Maybe I shouldn't go fight him. I don't know. So to me, it's better. I think it's better. But that's just me.
You know, the name of this game is bothering me. It's something with... Is it Obsessed? Is it Oblique? That's bothering me. Anyway, it was for original Xbox, and it begins with an O. That's all I can remember. And I can... And they came out with a new version as well for PSP, and there's a new one for Xbox, I believe. God, I wish I could remember the name. It's annoying me. I'll probably remember next week. Sorry, guys. Excellent game, though. And it's another one that didn't do well. And I hadn't played a game like that. See how you're reacting, Snow? Oh, that sounds cool to get to be in a horror movie and
yeah.
play the part and have to limp away and hide. And there's another game that when you got a health pack, it didn't completely heal you up. You know, once you hurt your leg, you may get better, but you still had that little bit of a limp. They did put
now
in a lot.
Now that's cool. I like that.
Put in a lot of realism in it. Gosh, I keep.
Are you sure? Are you sure that it was started with an O?
I believe it started with an O. Are you seeing something? What is it?
I don't know if this is the one. Battlefield Bad Company. Hold on. I'm
no, that's
it.
Not it. That's not it.
Well, you know, Gears of War, you know, had that. I don't know if it's. When you started getting hurt, the screen started turning red.
What?
Condemned Origins?
Oddworld.
It's not Oddworld. It's not.
No, it's not Condemned Origins.
I'm looking at it right now.
That's not the name of it. It's not called Oddworld.
Yeah, Origins. Origins had a health bar. I remember. remember that. So it was, I don't think it was that game.
But yeah, Origins did. I remember that too.
I don't know.
God.
Well, anyways.
Damn. I can't remember the name. That's annoying me. Okay, I'm going to have to look that up later because I'm becoming obsessed about it.
I'm just saying, I'm not obsessed about the whole, you know, diving in the most realism I can possibly. I mean, sure, it's great to play a game that's realistic, but, like, I played, what was it, the U.S. Army game that came out. Do you remember the name of that, Corey? It was a free first-person shooter, and I can't remember the name of it right. America's Army. That's it. America's Army is like one shot. Yeah, you get shot once, you're dead. I mean, it's like pretty much it's one or two shots.
You know what? You know what? A lot of people don't know this, and I don't know if it's still around because I left playing it because, you know, we get to play a lot of stuff sometimes. There was an MMO that was an army MMO like that, and it was a one-shot thing.
It wasn't an MMO. You're talking about – no, I think I know what you're talking about. You're talking about it was an Xbox game. And there's four of you.
No. It was on PC. It was an MMO. It was an MMO. There was hundreds of people playing. And you got...
Corey, Trent got it.
Trent got it. What is it, Trent? Oh, Trent,
Obscure.
Please. Thank you, Trent. You are my hero. Obscure, thank you. Mwah, mwah, mwah.
Please don't tell him
Joe,
that.
And Joe
really
came with the Wikipedia link there, too.
That's right. Obscure, thank you. That was driving me crazy. Ugh. It was something with O and B.
Short drive, so Corey.
Ha ha ha. Hush up, short bus. So, thank you.
I'm saving you a seat, Corey. I'm saving you a seat.
I'm driving.
We're going to pick you up tomorrow, 7 a.m. Be ready.
Picking you up tomorrow.
Y'all are like peas and carrots.
But anyway, no, the game I'm talking about was an MMO, and it was a one-shot kill thing. It was not on Xbox. As Blaster keeps pointing out, it was played on PC, and the first day I played it, I think we were doing some. What was the first World War One? Was it who were we fighting? Germany, something. I don't know. Whatever. But I was hiding in a foxhole, and somebody was telling me to stay, was keep my head down. And of course, I don't listen. And when I popped it up, the sniper got me. Down I went. It was hilarious. But it was an army game, and of course, you have the what's the one I can't say right? Wolfenstein, whatever. Yeah, I always say it wrong. That one is another one that's still around and free, I might add. That is kind of weird. One shot, realism. Getting shanked in the back, kind of fun. I like that one.
But here's the thing. But I played America's Army, and it wasn't that much fun. Because you'd just be walking along, and boom, I mean, from nowhere. You get shot, and that's it. You have to sit there and watch everybody else play.
That's how it works in the real world.
I understand that, Corey, and I'm saying sometimes I'm in the mood for that, but a lot of times I'm not. A lot of times I'm in the mood for a little bit of, suspend my disbelief, you know. Let's play some games with, you know, shields or, you know, things like that to kind of protect you and life bars. I'm interested. Sometimes I want to do that, you know.
Well, yes.
Or like Team Fortress, Ben?
Yeah, or Team Fortress. Sometimes I'm all about, you know, popping out there a little bit of heavy action and getting a medic healing me. I mean, some guy's shooting me with a gun that's healing me. That's completely unrealistic, but yet it's fun, and it works well in the game mechanic. So.
But would you like to play that if you – okay, let's say if we had that same game, but they just took away your bars. You didn't know when you were dying. The screen just kind of went gray when you were dying.
Well, that's like Gears of War.
No.
Gears of War,
Gears of
like
War has a... Don't they have
no.
a bar? It seems like I've never seen one.
No.
Hmm.
Gears of War was fun. And Gears of War did that. And so, you know...
Well,
I like Gears of War.
Gears of War
at the same time, I don't always want to play Gears of War. I haven't played Gears of War in a long time. I mean, you know, it's not just because, you know, I played it and beat it. It's because I'm kind of interested in something different. I mean, you know, I played Killzone the other day, and that one's a little different. That has a life bar and all that good stuff. I think it does.
Okay, this is totally off topic, but
yeah,
I'm going to bring it up anyway.
We're already off topic.
I'm still going to bring it up. But talking about, like, I guess maybe it's not. Talking about clone games, how about clone games in the same freaking series? Final Fantasy? Yeah, Final Fantasy 13. Oh. I'm playing it, right?
No.
I love Final Fantasy. Don't say anything. Let me finish. Yeah. I love Final Fantasy, but this game pretty much plays itself. It's it's not that hard. It really is, at least maybe not now. Maybe it gets harder. I don't know. But the fights pretty much run themselves. You don't
Same
really have
they
to do anything.
Did?
You like, no. This is ridiculously easy. Like, I'm not even kidding. You just hit the same button. I'm not even looking at what I'm clicking on the screen. I just watch the health bars and I click the button. You can't control the other people in your character in your party. You can only control the leader. I don't even know if you can switch people in your party. I don't know what's going on with that game, but it's ridiculously easy now. The graphics are beautiful. The storyline's awesome. The new monsters are really, really cool. And one of the guys had a baby chocobo that lives in his hair. I love it. But it's just the fights are just completely too easy. Just I don't even know. I'm just flabbergasted, and I was so looking forward to this game. I'm so disappointed.
What's my game that I love that they're...
Yes, Trent. Thank you, Trent. Hold on. He says, attacks are automatic. The game will choose the best attack based on what damage works against the enemy. You only shift attack modes. He's exactly right. Like, if there's a group of enemies together, that one of my characters will do a blitz, and it'll attack everybody. But if it's a monster by itself, it'll just do regular attack. And it does it automatically. I don't do it.
Now... Let me swing it back on topic for a second because we got talk.
Sorry.
Hello, Talkback Radio in the house. Our new buddy. Here's the thing, people. As Snow was saying earlier, I don't know if you were listening, not in the chat room. A lot of people don't like innovation in the games. They argue. They're bitching. Another game that Lionhead is coming out with that people are not actually believing in. I can't remember the name of the little character. In any case, if you look up, I want to say Project Natal, but that's not the name of it. Is it? With the little boy, and you can interact with him. He can see you via the new thing that Microsoft is doing. Basically, he's an AI boy. Yeah, whatever his name is. People are not liking it. They're trying to figure out if it's fake. I don't want to play that. I don't want him being able to see me. Why can't I do? I've read all kinds of crazy comments, and it's like, Snow's laughing. Seriously, people are like, well, how come he can't recognize? Thank you, Trent Milo. I'm having a brain fart because, you know, that's called too much research, too much reading. Milo, they don't like Milo. Milo is. How come he can't see dirty words? How come he can't see certain drawings because they took out? He can't see curse words. He can't see drawings of penises and things like that. So my question is, why do you need this in there is my question. What is wrong with you that you need your AI boy to be able to see a picture of, you know, penis, whatever, breasts? Why?
I know.
I don't want to play it. It's going to be boring. You really don't know. Now, I'll tell you why I don't want to play it, because that's how the Matrix starts, people. That's how they get us. But anyway. you know, Talkback, we're going to have another show about that. You know what? Let me jump in here real quick. We have tons of promises that are made to us as gamers, and usually when they hand you whatever it is they hand you, you forget. I have not forgotten that Microsoft promised me that on the marketplace I'd be able to make and sell my own T-shirts and all
yes.
kinds of stuff. You can't do any of that, can you? I have not forgotten Microsoft promised I'd be able to surf the internet via my Xbox. You cannot, can you? So there's tons of things that we get promised that we don't get for whatever reason that we don't get them. Maybe it didn't work. Maybe they couldn't get the software to work. Maybe it wasn't safe for the software. So I'm not always mad that they promise us stuff and they take it out. I'm more angry when it just sucks, period. So anyway, people and your that don't like innovation, or this is why we end up with clone games, because people get to, as Snow was saying, they get to their comfort zone. I like this, and if you take it out,
mm-hmm.
I'm not going to play. Same with Fable. As I've been hearing, people are complaining, I'm not going to play Fable. This sounds like it's going to be stupid. Well, they said that about the first Fable. I can be good or evil. I don't think I like that. You know, what if I'm trying to be good and I do something evil? I'm not going to play it. And it sold millions of copies. So did Fable 2. So will Fable 3. They'll take it out.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody has to step forward and do something different. If they don't, then we end up with Halo 12. Or we end up with...
Or Madden 2007, 500 million. I don't know.
Oh, God. Madden needs to go away. Can we get some... Then you're a football player, Blaster.
Madden
because I can't think
go away?
Off the top of my head. Madden
Wait.
Needs to go away.
No. No.
Yes, it does.
No.
Do I need to remind you of the glitch with the quarterback again?
I don't care. They just,
you know what?
In
you
fact, there's just an article recently about the new Madden game is tweaking the passing game yet again. They're going to fix all the glitches. Yeah. Calm down, Corey. Stop hyperventilating. Not everybody's out to get you.
I am tired of throwing interceptions, like, every time because I'm winning because the Madden game's like, oh, she's winning. I'm just going
to
– anyway.
You can have a Vic game, you know, where the pit bulls get to run down the football players and bite their – yeah.
That's what I like. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
The Michael Vick football.
Oh, my gosh.
Should I let the dogs loose now?
Let the dogs loose. See, I like that. I like that idea. I can see that in my head. Pit bulls chasing football players down the field. I love it. If you've got the ball, run for your life. Boy, run. Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah. That's my idea, yo. I'm patenting that. Nobody steal it.
I do not approve of anybody saying Madden needs to go away.
Whatever. Now, you also have to keep in mind as well, really quickly, because we're almost about to run out of time, Facebook games, every single one is a clone of another. But they're like crack. If you play one, I'm telling you, people out there that don't play Facebook games, Blaster doesn't play them, and I don't usually push him to play. I don't even send him invites anymore because I would not wish this crack upon my worst enemy. If you start playing one, I promise you, that's it for you. So
it's
if you don't
fault.
Play them,
it is
your own
your
fault.
Fault. I play them.
It is
your fault. I play them.
It
just
is
do
the
what
same
I do and ignore her.
You have to. It is the same concept. If those of you out there who didn't understand why Cooking Mama did so well, don't ever play it if you don't want to know. No, I promise you, if you pick it up, you're not putting it down. I'm going to tell the story again. My boy Chris, how you doing, Chris? I know you're listening. Up at GameStop, was griping and laughing at me and bitching and saying, I don't know why you like that stupid game. And he picked it up one day and he says, this is the stupidest game I've ever played. And 6 hours later, this is the stupidest game I've ever played. And he's still playing. If you don't want to be addicted to the crack, don't pick it up. That's how it happens to you. I love y'all. Don't play the Facebook games, but they are, every single one of them is a clone. And these people are making money, not just off of women. There's some guys out there, some of you out there that are saying only women play the Facebook games. Ha ha. I got at least 20 to 30 guys on my list. Some of them are playing sorority life. Can I figure out? Yes, there are guys playing sorority life. No, they are not gay. There's nothing wrong with them. They just like playing and getting virtual pairs of Jimmy Choo's. I don't know why. And I was having a knockdown, drag-out battle in sorority life last night with somebody named Eric.
There's not even real shoes.
Whatever. There was a fight going on. I know. So, anyway, it's about that time, isn't it? Woo, it's been a rough night. Remember, guys, if you love us, favorite us. Here on Blog Talk Radio, kisses and love. Come see us next week. What's next week's show? What is it? Oh, no, you didn't.
Oh, no, you didn't.
Hear my snapping?
Oh, no, you didn't, girl. Better hold my earring. Sure.
There will be earring holding because some of you out there like to cheat. I don't cheat when I play my games. I'm real. Real gamer. Make sure y'all drop by the site. Say hello to us. Send Snow some fan mail. She really likes it. No nude pictures. Send those to me.
No, nude pictures are good. SnowWhite@GamerGirlsRadio.com. Send me fan mail. I like it.
No, if you get any female pictures, send them to me.
No, they're mine.
You know how doors swing both ways. We love y'all out there. Is it time to go? It's time to go.
Time to go.